This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A moment now to mark the passing of classical music. Yeah, no, not the actual passing of it. It's classical, right? It's always going to be around. But boy, is it not selling well. Classical, according to the good people at Nielsen, makes up just 1.4% of all music consumption out there. Compare that to just, for instance, 29% for rock. Symphony orchestras are dealing with mountains of debt. Audiences really haven't changed much over the years, and that makes classical a tough place to make a living. Marketplace's Gigi Duban has that story.
Laura Downs is a classical pianist, and when she describes what she does, she uses terms familiar to today's generation of starving artists, terms like entrepreneurial and DIY.
We're in survival mode. You know, we need to build an audience, and we're kind of tired of making music for the same people all the time.
So Downs not only does the concert circuit, but she's on social media, she's at schools, and she posts her work on sites like SoundCloud, like this Tchaikovsky piece she plays. She's hoping her music will land on fresh ears. At performances, she looks out into audiences and sees mostly older people who are there because they love Beethoven. Her job?
Is to find the person who could come to the concert hall because you get them curious about Beethoven.
The notion of a not entirely diverse older audience is a challenge for the industry in general.
Michael Bariskin is executive director of Copeland House, which promotes classical music through live performances and outreach programs. He says touring is still the bedrock of an artist's career, but they can't just walk out onto a stage, perform, and go on to the next city.
Because there is so much competition for people's attention.
Bariskin says that personal interaction is what makes the difference. And there's a chance to sell a few CDs. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.